The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hey everybody, it's time for another Nate Darling Show. Coming to you from Midtown Sacramento, out to the world, yo. Normally the next name I'd say would be Diana Hong. But she's not here, because she's a bad girl. She's a bad, bad girl. But here, a co-host, Sam Platts. Hi, Sam. Oh, hold on. Your microphone's not on. There it is. There it is. Hi, Sam.
What's up, Demon Mosquito?
And Kareem Daniels. Hi, Kareem.
I can't even say anything.
And now, that hunky piece of man meat, here's Nate.
Wow, it's quite an intro. I know. You know, Sam, Sam used to do the intros for the show, and, you know, since Sam's on the show now, it would be weird if he did them, so we're trying different things. Coming up on the show today... The t-shirt the lady should not have been wearing, but was. It was very telling. Also, a guy you've never heard of before destroyed a Fuddruckers and it made TMZ. What? Plus, Casey Kasem's decomposing body. Andy Dick. Oh. Whoa, shit.
Hey, yo, drop that beat.
Sorry. This is why I don't go to the club. And what happens when you take Bad Molly? Bad Molly. Yeah. Some bad Molly in Colorado. Boy!
You flogger.
So, Sam, on the last show we were talking about Twitter a little bit.
Yes.
You explained to me how you're a visual person. And you're like, oh, I don't get Twitter because I'm a visual person.
You know, the whole concept is just, you know, I have a grasp of the concept of Twitter, but the practicality and weaving it into my own existence is having difficulties there.
Well, it's all about who you follow.
Yeah.
Because, and I have a rule: if you fill up my feed, I'm done. So, Patton Oswalt, very funny guy, likes to live tweet a lot of shit. Because it's just, you end up with a page of Patton Oswalt talking about something you couldn't care less about.
Unfollow.
It's not what you want.
Yeah.
It's not what you want. So you find the few things here and there that work for you. And every now and then you go, I'm on Twitter, but I'd like to look at some porn. As everybody does. You just search.
Coco.
You can just search some hashtags. Here are some popular hashtags that people use to upload to Twitter. Hashtag. This is the first one and my favorite because it's almost sacrilegious. It's hashtag Ass Wednesday.
Instead of Ash Wednesday,
it's Ass Wednesday.
That's cute.
It was followed up by hashtag Thong Thursday. Mm. And then...
The Butt Floss Friday.
You're not following with the theme.
Okay.
And then the third one was Titty Tuesday. Mm. So, there are some hashtags for you to look up on Twitter. Of course, if you're over 18.
Is that on Instagram too, or is that a Twitter exclusive?
Listen, we're talking Twitter.
Twitter, man.
Not talking about Instagram.
Twitter pated.
It's Instagram. Listen, Instagram, you never get a lady laying out wide and long on Instagram because the pictures are square, like you.
Mm. Hey-o. Hey-o.
Yeah, Twitter is interesting. I follow the Sacramento, the Sac PD on Twitter. That way if something goes, yeah, you can follow all these different.
What's the latest PD?
I don't know. You can follow all sorts of different things. Let me call it my Twitter
I want to know what's happening in Sacramento on the police department feed.
Here's the other thing. It's so hard when someone follows you and you follow them and then you're tired of them and you can't unfollow them because they'll know because you follow each other.
If you unfollow someone, do they get a notice that says this person's unfollowed you?
No, you don't. Good. No, it's not. It's not that. But
that would be embarrassing.
But I unfriend some people this week.
I make it a habit to hide people on a regular basis on Facebook.
That's a nice way to do it.
But Johnny Taylor,
I'm unfriending them bitches.
Johnny Taylor, who's a is he still a Sacramento comedian or has he gone to bigger and better things?
He's still here.
Okay, his Twitter handle is @hipsterocracy. He just recently tweeted, and remember, we record this ahead of time, so excuse me if it's 5 days late for your ears. He said, "I hate my voice so hard."
That's a privilege of Twitter. No one has to hear that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Let's see what else we got here that's good. Oh, Andy Richter. I like Andy Richter because he's funny. He said, and this is in all caps, "There is head lice in the eighth grade." Repeat, "There is head lice in the eighth grade."
What in the world? Sometimes, this is why I don't get Twitter, man. I don't get it.
Sometimes it's just nonsense.
Who decides, you know what, these words are valuable and worth putting out there for the whole world to read?
Well, everybody gets to decide for themselves. That's what it's all about. Everybody gets a voice.
Some people don't deserve that voice. It's the truth.
Well, so there's a variety of different things. Let's see. Oh, Keira Knightley was on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Monday. Of course, it's Monday when I'm reading this. Let's see what else. Hold on. Let's see. The Angels team store. The weather's cooling down in SoCal, and it's time to bundle up with these cute scarves available in the store today. So that's useful. Let's see what else we got. Paul Stanley hugging a girl with some kiss makeup. Okay. All right. I'm trying to find. Good God, I'm not finding. Apparently, nothing going on in Sacramento right now.
Yeah. Sac PD, where you at? Someone update that social media.
Hold on. It's at Sac Police if you want to follow them. There's a press release, booking photos from a weekend arrest. They expand their wireless 911. It's nothing exciting. Thankfully, there's nothing going on like on Saturday night when the guy just started shooting outside of a nightclub in downtown. And then crashed his car. That was the excitement that no one needed. No one needed really? That. Yeah. So, let's see. My favorite, though, and I unfollow him and follow him back every so often.
Weirdo.
Because he's a lot. He's a lot to deal with, is the Iron Sheik. The Iron Sheik.
I just unfollowed his Instagram.
Okay. Well, listen. He's live.
A lot.
He tweeted 4 hours ago, "Holy fuck, I'm famous."
Oh, wow.
Oh, Iron Sheik.
Yeah, let's see. I like the good. Oh, Monday, I hope you get Ebola in the ass.
Okay, I would like that one.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Oh, he likes football, too. So, good night, Sunday. Tomorrow, I beat the fuck out of the Monday. Same like the Green Bay beat the fuck out of my friends, the Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh yeah. He was very. He also tweeted during the game yesterday. The Jay Cutler deserved the Ebola in the ass tonight.
That probably was right.
Oh, here's one for you, Cream. You'll like this. He tweeted to Justin Bieber, and it's a photo of some Tic Tacs.
I already like it.
"Hello, at Justin Bieber. I see they sell your balls, you fucking jabroni."
Shit.
It's a picture of Tic Tacs. So that, see, you ask what good Twitter is? That's what good Twitter is.
Thank you, Nate.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much it. This is about somebody. He posted a photo of a baby in a taco costume. It's like a toddler. but all he said was "fucking taco jabroni."
See, if all of his tweets were such gold, good maybe night. Maybe that would be enough for me.
Well,
to
on November,
on Twitter,
well, but every night, you know, he'll give you good night, fuck face.
Lovely.
Favorite one. I quoted this: "Fuck you and your fucking selfie."
Word.
Sometimes he's angry in the morning. "Good morning and go fuck yourself" is another one of his favorites.
Okay.
So, yeah, Iron Sheik. All right. So I mentioned on the last show that I went to see Adam Carolla but didn't.
Yeah, tell me more.
Yeah, okay. We want to hear about that.
Okay. So Adam Carolla was coming to Sacramento, and by Sacramento, Cache Creek Casino Resort, which is 45 miles from Sacramento. So it's not really in Sacramento.
Not quite.
So I had tickets to the 7:30 show and left Sac around 5-ish or so to head out. Figured head out to the casino, grab something to eat, and then go see the 7:30 show. And get out to pick up the tickets at Will Call. And the lady at Will Call is like, "Oh, you didn't get a notification?" And I'm like, "No, I did not get a notification. What are you talking about, lady? Ticket office."
I see where this is going. She's like, "I don't like this."
She's like, "Oh, the show tonight was canceled."
Adam friggin' Carolla, where you at, boy?
The show tonight was canceled. So walk over. I'm like, "Oh," and I'd already had a shitty day with my cell phone conundrum that it was going on.
Yes, that's correct.
So, you know, it was one of those things where I was pretty much a beaten man at that point. So
let's just rub
I wasn't even mad.
Salt in the wound.
I was not even mad anymore. No. I was just like, fuck it. What the fuck else could happen? And my phone was dead, so I had to borrow the phone from my friend Leslie so I could look at my email. And I got an email at 5:59 p.m. So an hour and a half before this show that was scheduled to go on. By the way, if you're going out there from Sacramento and are planning on eating dinner out there...
Yeah, you would have been on the road
before. You're already on the road.
Come on.
And
bad biz. I hope they gave you some money back.
Tickets.com sent the email. Due to circumstances beyond our control, Adam Carolla will not be performing tonight and will be rescheduled for a later date. TBD, tickets for tonight's performance will be honored for the rescheduled date or refunds are available at the point of purchase. So I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
Come on, Adam
Carolla. So I go to Sam Twitter.
What's the Twitter feed got to give you this time, sir?
I go to Twitter to go, Adam Carolla, what's going on?
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
So you're digesting his feed, or is he going, you're giving him a direct message?
No, what I did was I went to his feed to see what sort of explanation there is for this.
Okay.
This is what he tweeted. All of SAC dates canceled today. TSA trouble will explain soon.
Okay. This might make a nice story.
And by the time you hear this, he will have explained, but he didn't do it for his Monday podcast. He was going to do it for his Tuesday podcast. So I don't know what his reasons were or why the TSA was to blame for all of this, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
He then tweeted, "Of course, we have another change of plans. No Road Hard," which is the movie he is making, which is pretty much ready to come
out.
"Making
a movie, yeah.
No Road Hard tonight at Cache Creek. Stay home refunds available, and we'll make it right. So sorry." Then he tweets, "My deepest apologies to everyone in SAC. We'll figure it out."
Okay.
And, yeah.
Twitter apology. We'll take it.
And then the last word that he said on it was, "All shows tonight canceled thanks to the TSA, not venue's fault. We'll be back soon as it works and everyone can get a refund. Sorry." Because apparently people had been tweeting him photos of the sign at Cache Creek outside the thing that said, "Our apologies, due to circumstances beyond our control, Adam Carolla will not be performing tonight." So drove 45 miles out to Brooks, California. By the way, there is nothing in Brooks, California, except for the fucking casino. There's nothing there. Nothing. And you know what's between here and there? A whole lot of nothing.
Well, you better hit the slots, young man. Make the most of it.
Oh, I lost about $20 while I was there just to make it good. So, yeah. And they haven't announced any new dates, so they're like, "Well, you can get a new date, you can get a refund." And I'm like, until I know what the reschedule date is, who knows? I could be out of town. I could be wherever. So... we'll see, but yeah. So I went to see Adam Carolla, and then I didn't.
I'm sorry to hear that, Nate. It hurts.
It
hurts.
It was pain. It was not as painful as Diana flaking on the podcast this week.
Diana, huh?
I mean, she's got stuff she has to do, but
live your life, girl.
But then, don't start that. But she texted me at like 3:45 on Sunday afternoon. It's like, "I'm really sorry." But what is it with people when they want to deliver shit news and they don't want to take responsibility for the fact that they suck and in their delay, they throw in the word "really" a lot. "Kareem, I'm really sorry I ran over your dog, but I was really confused by the road and how things
confused
went.
By the
and
road.
I'm really sorry. And
give us one more really. It might be okay.
Listen. I'll really do whatever I can to really make it up to you. And
yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, it's not that what she's doing isn't important, because it is. It was just the short notice kind of pissed me off. And the fact that the night before she was in San Francisco doing stand-up and talking about that, too.
The two nights before.
Oh, two nights? Oh, see, I didn't see
did
the
I
Friday.
Did I dime her out?
I don't know. I'd see on Friday she was just begging people to come in and buy shoes from her.
Oh, yeah, but she was got to San Francisco Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, either way, I hope her stand-up shows went well.
I tried to send somebody to buy shoes from her Saturday.
Well done, Kareem.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well, she I hope wasn't they... there. That's what she gets.
So that was the last letdown of my weekend. Sprint let me down, Adam Carolla let me down, and then Diana let me down. So it was basically...
All good things come in threes, Nate.
All bad things come in threes,
maybe that's
too.
It. The balance.
That was it. Coming up, tonight, this is a Friday show, so tonight I'm headed to Reno.
Yeah.
Reno to see another podcast host.
That's right.
I'm going to see the Mike O'Mara show live in Reno at Circus Circus. Its show is Saturday night, although here's the fun part. The host of that show, Mike O'Mara, has spent at least 3 days over the past seven in the hospital for diverticulitis.
It's good you're keeping up on that. Follow that Twitter feed, Nate, before you head up the mountain.
Well, they're talking about it on the show.
Okay.
So I'm going to Reno anyway, just because, fuck, it's Reno.
Yeah. It's not Brooksville or whatever.
It's not Brooks, where the only thing is the one casino.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So next week, stories of hopefully me seeing Mike O'Mara and not me going to Reno to see him and then not. He will die just to ruin my weekend. It's a terribly selfish thing to say, but it's true. Again, first world problems, but they're my first world problems. All right. In Colorado, there was another first world problem. We've heard of popping some Molly and sweating, but not popping Molly, snorting some coke, carjacking an ambulance, careening every which way through traffic, and then jerking off in the police station. But that would probably make for a better song. The above scenario was just a night out for Colorado State student Stephen Sortland. Sortland took the above-mentioned drugs before heading off to a Halloween party. Now, at some point in the night, he noticed an empty ambulance outside and thought, shit, time for some joyriding. Now,
yeah.
According to police reports acquired by Denver's ABC7, police tracked the vehicle and found it in kind of bad shape. Loveland police officers say they found the ambulance in the middle of Highway 34 with several doors open, heavy front-end damage, and fluid leaking. One officer said it appeared the driver of the ambulance had hit a raised median, jumped the curb, hit a sign, went the wrong way, and crossed back over the median before stopping.
He gets style points for that maneuver.
Officers say they found the 18-year-old standing about 30 yards from the stopped ambulance wearing an EMT vest because safety first. Officers then shot him with a stun gun when he refused their commands. He had a blanket, a cell phone, and a box of Wheat Thins with him.
I like this guy's style, though. Come on. I like his style.
If you're wondering, he is a white guy.
That's my brother right there making it happen.
He's living the dream. After living eventually dream. Subduing the 18-year-old, cops took him back to the station where more hijinks ensued.
I didn't even have to ask.
Why? I was just making it clear. At the police department, he stood on a bench, kicked a wall, and masturbated. That's according to the police report.
Okay, his class has just diminished.
Police said during his interview with officers, he made a reference that his friends / roommates were dead in heaven and had committed suicide. So,
hey, that can take a toll on a person.
It would.
Wow.
Yeah, he looks like your average. You know, he looks like your
That's
average.
That's his ticket to ride, baby.
He looks like an extra in every American Pie movie. He could be the pie fucker.
There you go.
Pie fucker. Speaking of pie fuckers, Andy Dick was arrested. Sad news. That's right. He's in custody for allegedly.
Really?
Sad? Well,
he was arrested.
He allegedly ran off with a guy's $1,000 necklace. The troubled actor was riding his bike on Hollywood Boulevard last week. Do I sound okay to you guys, or is it just my headphones that cut out?
I think it's your headphones.
I'm not sound fine to us. You know what? Okay, good. Hold on. It's that gorgeous cat of yours may have stepped on the cable.
Oh, no, no, no. It's over here. It's okay. So short and something. Okay. Anyway, so he's riding his bike on Hollywood Boulevard last week. He spotted a guy with a chain, and he rode up and asked if he could see it. Now, the guy recognized him.
That's what I would do, first
like,
thought.
Like, hey, it's Andy Dick, and he wants to see my chain. So the guy says, sure. Then Andy allegedly pulled his dick move and rode off with the jewelry.
What?
The owner reported it, but Andy Dick was nowhere to be found. But his luck ran out on Friday night last week when cops spotted him near his Hollywood apartment riding his bike. They arrested him for grand theft, and he's currently sitting in jail waiting for someone to post $25,000 in bail.
For stealing a chain?
$1,000 chain.
Was well, it worth it, Andy?
Andy Dick has been in trouble with the law before.
Okay.
I don't know if you're aware of his slightly checkered past with alcohol and drugs and other things like that. You Muppet face ass.
Chris Brown gold.
I'm sorry, I'm on TMZ. I can't help it.
He's worthy.
It is. Yeah, we're giving him way too much love. He's still a dick.
He's an ass.
He is. You know who else is an ass? Casey Kasem's wife.
Yeah.
Because Casey Kasem...
She needs to be beat.
So, Chris Brown, you up to it?
Yeah. Somebody.
Here's the thing. So there was the big fight over his care, and then he passed away. And then there was another big fight because he wanted to be buried in L.A. But his crazy wife did everything she could to make that not happen. Now, his body is decomposing in a Scandinavian mortuary, and his kids have had to go to court... Before, there's nothing really left of Casey to bury. Carrie Kasem, his daughter, filed legal documents that were obtained by TMZ asking a judge to force Gene Kasem to bring Casey's remains back to the U.S. Now, Casey died in June. June.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
And his body has been in Norway since August.
Come on. Decompose in L.A. Come on.
Yeah. And Gene has not even had the body embalmed, according to legal docs. So this is just a decomposing body with nothing to stop it. Children are also worried an autopsy would be fruitless if the decomposition continues. They believe Gene's motive is to make an autopsy impossible so she'll not be prosecuted for elder abuse because that's what the LAPD is investigating. In other words, if the time goes on and the body remains in Norway, Gene Kasem could dodge a bullet. Or jail time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Nice job, Gene Kasem. You blonde.
We hate you.
You blonde bitch. Yeah. Hate Gene Kasem because she's terrible. Yeah.
Someone tweet the Iron Sheik and have him speak his mind on the matter. I would follow Twitter on that. Bit of a...
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right. First up in cooler tool, casinos. Kareem?
Cool.
Sam?
Casinos are cool on that one night of the month when they have all-you-can-eat lobster for $12.
I looked out across the floor of the casino, and I saw the ultimate wave of human sadness.
Well put, my little poet.
A wave of Asians and old people with nothing behind their dead eyes but... But a small hope they might walk out with a few dollars more than they walked in with.
You speak truth. I've seen that wave. I've seen it, Kareem. That's real.
Okay, wait. So we got a free night at a casino up north. We had the chairman's suite. So the room was great.
Way to go. How'd that happen? Go on.
My girlfriend's boss won something in
good
the raffle.
Deal.
So, you know, we're up, we're in the room, you see the television, and they have, like, this promotion on the television about the hotel.
Right.
And so you see all these nice-looking, well-dressed people, and then you go downstairs.
Living the dream.
Yeah, and then you go downstairs, and you're like, where the fuck are those people that were on the TV?
Who invited Skeletor, the Crypt Keeper, and the rest of the undead?
Because none of them motherfuckers are here.
And when you see the old lady in the wheelchair...
Oh,
the machine.
That's somebody's mother.
Smoking.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
And someone's daughter, at least.
And there was still smoking there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, casinos, tool. Even though I'm going to Circus Reno tomorrow.
Okay. Which is where I had my car broke into. when I went to see James Brown shortly before he died.
Oh, good to know.
Look out. Park next to the parking garage camera if you can.
I'll look for it.
Look for it.
Up next in Cooler Tool, bicycles, Sam.
Cool, baby. I just
whoa
overmodulated your earpiece.
You did.
My
you
apologies, you fellow humans.
You broke the podcast for a moment.
I got excited on that one. Bicycles are so cool.
Kareem?
Cool.
Yeah, bikes are cool. My bike's especially cool.
Yeah, it is.
Even if I could say especially right.
Look at them red rims.
Especially. And finally in Cooler Tool, Norway. Norway. Kareem?
Norway is cool. Norway is cold as fuck.
It's not just cool.
It's cold. It's cryogenic.
That was good.
Sam?
Well, seeing as I am a son of Norway, descendant of a Norway Viking king, I am obligated to say how cool Norway is.
Are you related to Sig Hansen from The Deadliest Catch?
Maybe I am.
He's going to be on Celebrity Apprentice this year, by the way.
If anyone deserves to be, it's him.
I just want to see him and Donald Trump going head-to-head for a moment. Norway, I got no issue with Norway. It's the least cool of all the Scandinavian countries.
You know,
it comes in fourth out of four.
Comes in on top.
Yeah, I don't believe it does.
Who,
I believe
Denmark.
Denmark.
Or Dane, dude.
Denmark would be number one. And then
you like those I believe, the morning pastries.
And I believe you go
for
counterclockwise from there to Finland, Sweden, okay, and Norway.
Hey, watch it, bro.
That's right. All four Scandinavian countries. Well, I mean, listen, that's like being the fourth runner-up in Miss America contest. You're
okay
still pretty.
Thank you, Nate.
You're
yeah
still pretty.
Okay.
You know, it's not like, listen, it goes like this. It goes Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and then Kentucky. That's a little different comparison.
It's a little different.
I'm going to do that. By the way, with the holidays coming up, lots of holidays. There's Thanksgiving, there's Christmas, there's Kwanzaa, there's Hanukkah.
Never forget 12 nights Saturnalia of Thanksgiving.
Whatever. Birthdays coming up.
Ramadan.
Pearl Harbor Day. You've got Pearl Harbor Day coming up.
I don't know that that's a gift-giving holiday, but okay. That is, in fact, coming up. Amazon's a great place to shop, and if you're going to do it, go to our site first. It's NateDarlingShow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab, and then shop it like you normally would. Here's why. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And if you're one of those people who likes to fight the power, you're taking Amazon's profits down just a little bit further.
Yep.
So look at it that way if you like to. So please and thank you. Shop Amazon this holiday season through the tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's very exciting, isn't it? I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I need to get a new phone. This is killing me. I've got my old phone, and I activated the old phone, and I was like, welcome back, old friend.
Well, this old phone still functions with your nifty, cute Pebble watch.
No, it does not.
Oh, okay.
Because I would have to go back to previous software versions on the watch, which I'm not really sure how to do.
Okay.
Because my old phone will not run the new version of the app.
No,
see, this is the
not
problem with going back to old phones, is all of the newer apps will not run on them.
Yep.
That's why my MacBook is sitting over there closed and not sitting here in front of me, because my MacBook, while a lovely computer in its day, is very limited in its functionality at this point.
Steve Jobs, come back. Right this wrong.
Well, no, Steve Jobs, I mean, this HP is perfectly fine, but I got this last year. See, and that's why you need to help support the show, because we need to do things like replace computers and get tablets. Like this tablet here, it's starting to get old. I bought a new iPad, but I'm still going to keep this one in place because...
Can you imagine a world without lawyers?
I mean, every now and then you need...
The following program is rated M for a mature audience.
You definitely need
it contains
that one.
Coarse language.
Or this...
This is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas!
Yeah, I mean, we need all of those things, and these are all coming from the old Nexus 7 tablet. So
thank you, Nexus.
Everything is evolving and growing and changing on the show, so... Thank you. Thank you in advance for doing that. All right. This is sad, right? Now, I'm Scottish by nature and by bloodline. So it really pained me to see this coming from Scotland, where some pizza-loving jerks succumbed to their inner brutes and attacked a man because he had some pizza. That's according to Scotland's Daily Record. Let me see if I can find the original story here. It's yeah. Here's the headline. Man who was beaten up for his pizza posts pictures of his injuries on Facebook in a bid to help catch his attackers. Yeah, he resorted to that. According to the victim, Mark Sinclair, he had just picked up his spicy chicken pizza and was returning home to his home in Stenhouse Muir, Scotland, when one of the unidentified assailants attacked him. I was going to do a Scottish accent, but my brain just went.
Nope. Boom. It's going to turn into an Australian.
It was like
accent.
My phone right after I dropped in the tub. It was just like that.
It's on, but there's nothing working.
He said, "Give me a bit of your pizza." Oh, that's English. That's sacrilege.
Bit
Sorry.
Of your pizza.
He said, "Give me a bit of your pizza," and then he started laying into me. In an effort to find the witness to the attack, Sinclair shared a gruesome photo of his injuries on Facebook. "I've had a bad week. If you know or hear of anyone bragging about kicking me in the face and neck multiple times, please contact the police." That is not vague booking at all. That is
very specific.
That's specific Facebooking
right
there.
Thank you for that.
Because he has one eye swollen shut. He basically has blood caked up closing his nostrils shut and blood smeared all on his face. It's not a good look.
He might have added a little ketchup for...
No, that's definitely a blood color. It's a bad blood color. There you go.
Ah!
Yeah, exactly.
That's ugly.
Yeah, so you post that photo, and it's like, I've had a bad... Because most people just would put, had a bad week. Yeah. And then let me go to the comments. Okay. Let's see. Anything good? People just talking about pizza. This is the problem. Everybody in the comments are just talking about what the best pizza is. It's like, all right, back to America.
Right.
Back to America. It was supposed to be a night to remember. Now, according to the Oregonian, after meeting online, Jeffrey Mack was planning to take the love of his life, Heather Hegry, out on the very first date. Now, the AP recounts the amorous first meeting at Arby's. This is kind of cute, right? She hopped into his vehicle at a drive-thru restaurant in Wilsonville, which is south of Portland, and suggested that he buy her a milkshake. That's
pushy
love.
Lady.
Yeah, she just
her milkshake brought the boys to the yard.
She demanded her milkshake. So he obliged because he would spare no expense for the one. He paid with a $5 bill and received two singles as change. Now, because the two were basically, you know, a couple, Mac left his wallet in the car's center console. But he was betrayed when she grabbed the wallet, hopped out of the vehicle, and took off running.
Did she take the milkshake, too?
Of course. But there is
what
a happy
a skank.
There is a happy ending. Mac called 911 and provided police with the woman's cell phone number, which deputies called, again arranging a rendezvous at Arby's.
No way!
Around 1:45 a.m. on a Tuesday, police spotted her maroon minivan with Wisconsin plates and arrested her and seized the wallet.
Wow.
The Arby's thief, dude. Stay away.
That's right. She came back to Arby's to get arrested, and Mac got his wallet back with the $2
you,
still inside.
Proud of you, bro.
$2.
She couldn't take nothing from you. Come on, man.
So it's all better in Oregon.
$2.
Except for that
milkshake. $2. I want my $2.
Oh, God.
The movie's before your time, Sam.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm reaching. It's I'm stabbing in the dark here.
This is Demi Moore and John Cusack.
What's the title?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Nope. I'm young and ignorant.
Yes. Knowing is the first step, I think. Now,
no one is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
That one I know.
Last week, police in Laurel County, Kentucky, released a booking photo of a woman in her stylish I Heart Crystal Meth t-shirt.
Very stylish.
That's right. She was wearing an I Heart Crystal Meth t-shirt. Unfortunately, no points will be awarded for guessing that the tweaker version of Amy Poehler, because she does look a little like her. The crime was a crime of passion. See, early that day, sheriffs picked up 37-year-old Deborah Asher and a companion after a canine insisted investigation turned up several grams of crystal meth and a set of digital scales. Both of them now face charges of first-degree trafficking in a controlled substance and possession of methamphetamine. Now, according to the Daily Mail, Asher remains in custody, having followed her heart to $25,000 bond. What is going on?
Nothing. Sorry.
So much going on over here. There's a lack of focus tonight. You know what I blame? I blame the Bears and their inability to play football.
I'll accept that excuse.
God,
don't blame
suck.
Technology or social media.
No, I'm sure she did love crystal meth because she looks like she took some, but she was selling it. So there were pictures of $100 bills. $100 bills.
But when's she going to start her clothing line? That's what I want to know.
Well, somebody already did that. I just saw this headline. I had to click over to it. Headline: dog poop dispute ends in attempted double homicide.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You pick up your poop. I will not pick up that poop.
You're not far off. Police in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is one of the three worst places on earth, say a spat between building tenants about dog poop turned into something far shittier.
Good writing.
A less than neighborly double stabbing.
No way.
33-year-old Michael Valentin was arrested on 2 counts of armed assault with intent to murder after allegedly stabbing his 46-year-old neighbor and her 23-year-old daughter.
Wow.
In the face,
wow,
neck, and back. Valentin was apparently angered by feces left by their dogs in shared spaces of the multifamily home they both rented. From NBC New York, Valentin called police earlier to complain that the victim's two pit bulls would defecate on the rear stairs and side yard. Police asked the landlord to resolve the code violation. The stabbing occurred about 2 hours later.
Maybe a little patience.
You know, yeah. I don't know. You know, dog poop is a rough thing.
You know, it's rough when you're running through the sprinklers barefoot and that wet, squishy turd just goes through the toes.
There are people all around Midtown. Like where I live around Midtown, there are various places. There will be people who put up signs about picking up after your dog poop.
What about that human fecal matter in the streets of San Francisco?
Well, yeah, that's another story. Oh, okay. All right. So now for fun, let's go to the comments. Trace said, look, I'm not saying stabbing is the answer, but goddamn, there should be a special level of hell for people who don't clean up after their mongrels. The animal is your responsibility. Clean up after them, you monsters.
You know, scoop up the poo and put it in their pillow sack. You know, there's other alternatives.
Yes to all of this. There's only so many times I'm going to ask you before I'm compelled to escalate. Somebody... I'm saying stabbing is the answer. Every now and then, the comments really do help.
It sounds like these comments really do favor the stabbing.
Yeah, really, you know, sometimes. Hold on, someone posted it.
Sounds like they're all people that stepped in shit.
Yeah.
It's not good luck. All right, now here's a video response. Hold on, let's see if we can get this.
Wait a sec.
Your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Very clever use of that tablet.
Yeah, well, no, that's actually from the... doesn't matter where it's from. It's from the internet. It's from the internet.
It's from the interwebs.
The interwebs.
The World Wide Web.
Mm. All right. So this amused me. I don't know why this was on Fox Salt Lake City, because it happened in Florida. It's time for Florida Corner, by the way. America's Wang. The Dong State. That should be fuck the Sunshine State. They're the Dong State. A man found himself getting down during a photo shoot, but it wasn't the way he intended. The moment was captured for our enjoyment. The aspiring Florida rapper Presto Flo was doing a photo shoot on a windy day near a seawall in Clearwater, Florida. But the wind got his hat. Now, here's the problem. The article is a lie because I watched the video and this is not how it goes. The article says while trying to save the hat, he fell into the murky water. No, no, no. He saw the hat fly off his head. He turned around and went, whoa, and fell in.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. Because really all you hear is wind noise here. He's posing. Catch up. Oh, there's a hat. And...
No joke, dude. He didn't even get to see his hat before he was in the water.
Oh,
presto!
But he looked fly. until he fell off the seawall.
He didn't look fly. He looked fall. Let's get that right.
Oh, I love it when people fall down.
Lord Jesus, help me, Lord.
Also in Florida, a motorist said she suffered from a medical condition that makes her age faster. That's when a suspicious cop questioned her claim that she was 22.
That's progeria?
That is a condition.
It's
but
a little too fast on the aging.
Upon spotting a Ford Ranger with inoperable taillights, an Indian River County Sheriff's Office deputy pulled over the pickup and asked the driver for her license, vehicle registration, and proof of insurance. The woman said she did not have her license because she forgot her purse. The driver then identified herself as Christina R. Topp, with a birth date of March 16th, 1992. Now, the deputy noted that immediately I was suspicious because the driver appeared significantly older than that.
Wow.
After providing her social security number, the driver could tell I was suspicious and went on to tell me that she has a medical condition that makes her age faster. Yeah, that's it. However, the deputy...
Keep digging that hole, sister.
The deputy then accessed a database that provided a photo of Top. The driver then admitted her name was Jennifer Crosby, and she gave her daughter's name because the driver's license was suspended. The 43-year-old Crosby was then arrested for driving on a suspended license, providing a false name. The Vero Beach resident was booked into county jail, where she remains in lieu of $4,000 bond. She was also arrested back in June. Get ready. Well, okay, let's play a game. You guys haven't read this, have you?
No.
Okay, now, she's obviously a white woman. She was arrested in June for, Sam, guess.
Indecent exposure.
Good guess, but no. Kareem.
Shit, he took mine. For driving without a license.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm going to give you a hint. She was arrested in June for possession of
crystal meth. She had that T-shirt. I heart crystal meth.
No, it's a different lady. Different lady. I'm sorry. That your final answer, crystal meth?
Electronic dildo.
I don't know. Possession of child porn.
I'm sorry. The answer is crack cocaine. Crack cocaine, which she hid in a body orifice.
Which one?
Ooh.
While fishing out the narcotics for cops, she then said, ouch, and remarked, this foil is hurting the inside of my vagina.
Is she going to sue the cops, or was it her who was pulling it out?
She was pulling it out. Okay. It was back in
June.
She's
probably going to sue the foil company for not telling her not to put vagina foil up her
you
vagina.
Need to have that
there was no warning on the aluminum foil at all anywhere.
That's actually a winning case. You should be a lawyer, Kareem.
Yes.
What?
Oh, I have some bonus Florida for you. I just found this, sorry. A Florida couple was arrested last month for having sex in public at a sprawling Florida retirement community. They've each been sentenced to 6 months in jail. 6 months!
6 months. Were they elders? Were they residents?
No. Charm Gilbert and James Adams are 47 and 40. Okay. They were found guilty of indecent exposure and disorderly conduct with the October outdoor interlude at the Villages. Which is billed as Florida's friendliest retirement hometown.
Wow.
So friendly, there's people fucking right out in public. So yeah, 6 months in jail. That's pretty harsh, man.
At a retirement home?
Yeah. Well, it was in public. They were in the grounds, but meanwhile in California, a bunch of people were let out of jail early because we've reclassified felonies as misdemeanors.
They picked the wrong state.
They picked the wrong state.
To get dirty in the old folks.
Huh? Yeah, well.
Exactly.
Now, Kareem, help me with this. This may be a white guy thing that I don't know who Jeremy is.
Jerib me?
No, Jeremy. J-E-R-E-M-I-H.
Meh.
Jeremiah. Somebody didn't know how to spell his name.
It's spelled J-E-R-E-M-I-H. He's the R&B singer known for birthday sex.
Oh, that dude.
So you do know him.
I don't know him. I've heard the song. I think it's like, I just shake my head.
Like, you're literally shaking his head right now.
Like this shit.
Yeah, Kareem doesn't mess around with his shaking his head. Oh, hold on. There's an up-tempo bonus track of that. Let's take a listen to this. Oh, my God.
Oh, build it up.
Okay, so I'll play this in the background when we talk about
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he caused quite a scene at a Montana Fuddruckers. What this guy was doing in Montana, I don't know. I'm not talking about French Montana either, the state. According to TMZ, he and his entourage allegedly went nuclear, causing $700 in damage and injuring a fryer. And not like the guy with the brown robe either. Police learned that the men started hitting on a juvenile woman who worked there. She told the manager she felt uncomfortable about the incident, and the manager asked the men to sit down and wait for their food. The men then started calling the manager a racist. Ah, that's a good one. And the manager began to process a refund for these men. Police say the men then started throwing beer bottles at the manager. Billings police officers took more than 2 hours to respond to the disturbance.
What?
By which time, Jeremy and his crew were long gone. TMZ, who went on with the perfect headline, Jeremy causes FUD ruckus at Fuddruckers, says the men...
That's because the police didn't believe there were black people in town and they didn't know about it.
Honest, officer, there's some black people here at Fuddruckers throwing beer bottles and attacking us.
It was like, oh, we know the one black person in town. You were making up shit.
All right, Kareem, are you familiar with Fuddruckers?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to guess what they ordered?
No.
Cheese sticks and chicken fingers.
That was
classic.
That's funny because that's exactly what I was just thinking.
Why didn't you guess? I would have been like, awesome.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So I have no idea why Birthday Sex Boy was in Montana hitting on a juvenile, but he was, and things happened, allegedly.
Where did the fryer get injured?
I don't know. I'm guessing from the beer bottles.
I want video.
I don't know. And let's go to the comments briefly. I only aggressively hit on underage servers and then trashed the place at Dave and Buster's because I have a little something called class.
What? It's Montana. It was like underage servers working in the Fuddruckers?
Well, that's everywhere. And then here's one.
Everywhere.
Here's one that you might like, Kareem.
Oh.
Comment anyway. Something about this story doesn't make sense. It took the police 2 hours to respond. I thought Jeremy is black. Easy, the cops didn't believe to report the black man in Montana.
There was not a black man in Montana. There's a rule there can only be two at a time. And the other two were hanging out with the cops. Like, we were arresting those two. What do you mean there are more than two?
I never heard of Jeremy. I'm going to refer to him as that from now on. Jeremy. Did he speak in class today? Yeah, I don't know.
I think I was in Montana and I was across the restaurant and there was like one black guy came in and he like waved at me from across the restaurant.
Well, yeah, you've explained that before. Yeah. That's required.
My girlfriend, who's now gotten used to the fact, she's like, okay, I don't get it. She used to ask me all the time, do you know that person? I'd be like, nah. But now she's like, oh, okay. Like, you're the only black guy in town. Only other black person in town.
You got to respect that.
Yeah. Well, it works the same way if you see somebody with, like if I see somebody with an angel's hat on, I'm like, what's up? Because you got that thing.
Yeah.
For me, it's being a fan, and for you, it's being black. Yeah.
It's happened, like, everywhere.
Don't let the big Arizona, world overwhelm you. Let's
Arizona, New Mexico,
town news.
Montana.
Wherever you go.
Yeah.
Oliver, I've never been.
No, wherever you go, there are no other black people. If there are other black people in town, you just get the what's up.
Oh, so in Memphis, you just be like, hey.
Yeah, but if you're in somewhere that there's not, they're like happy to see you. Yeah. You don't get the what's up. You get the, hey, how you doing, man?
My man.
Exactly. That's exactly what you get. That's how you know that there are other black people in town. If you, whether you get the what's up or a, hey, I'm glad to see your ass. Woo. I was nervous around all these crackers.
When I was in Memphis, the weirdest question that anybody asked me, because I didn't know any better, because I'm from the Northeast, was, do you like barbecue? And my I was like, barbecue what? They're like, barbecue. It's just barbecue. But I'm like, no, barbecue what? They're like, no, it's just barbecue.
It's the whole You're thing, Nate. It's barbecue.
You didn't get sliced up. They wouldn't shank you. They would cut you with a razor in Memphis.
What you do is you light up the barbecue, drink your whiskey, put on the blues music. It's the whole experience, Nate.
You were lucky you didn't get sliced.
Well, it was an older African-American gentleman, and he laughed at me, as you know, he should have. And then he explained to me what barbecue was. And I'm like, oh, all right.
It's not what they say it is out here.
No. No, it's very different. Very, very different. All right, it's time for Small Town News. So we get near the end of the show here. This is a favorite of mine. Speak Out from the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York. Where people can just, you know, write into the newspaper anonymously. First one's called Parking. Convenient parking spot on Cornelia Street across from the county building is now no parking. Many people park here for easy access to county. Now you get a ticket. This is a poorly marked parking trap for city revenue. $15 fine. That's right.
$15.
Boy, you got nothing to complain about.
On the new college soccer field, I believe viewing could have been better if, one, take canopy away from the entrance to field, two, recess players' bench in about halfway. Both these takes away viewing from any play that is on this side of the field. Never seen anyone using the canopy during game. What's the reason? Field is impressive.
At least he ended with a compliment.
Sort of. Hey, there's now a sidewalk to walk on at the corner of Court and William Street. Thank you. Now we can clean up the corner of Court and Pleasant. Winter is coming. Is the city watching vanishing sidewalks?
Thank you, Small Town News.
The city of Plattsburgh.
Sidewalks.
That's right. The city of Plattsburgh has unused property that's not quite big enough for building a structure on the new base and old base. I believe the city could make some profit if they use those spaces for community gardens for those who have no space for one. Huh?
I'm a fan of the community garden, but apparently there's snow in Plattsburgh, and that's not really a big deal.
Hey, is it me or has anyone else noticed how some streetlights don't properly light the intersections to certain streets?
It's those damned LEDs that they're replacing them with.
Streetlights in Plattsburgh? God damn.
Them damn LEDs.
Can they even be called a small town with streetlights?
Light-emitting diodes.
Listen, on North Catherine Street, every day, cars and trucks speed from exit 38 to Riley Avenue to get a place in front of a slower driver. Someday, there will be a very bad accident.
That finger wave doesn't work in a podcast, but it worked for me sitting across from you, Nate. That was great.
All right. Interstate 87 was recently resurfaced between exits 39 and 41, both north and southbound. The surface is not smooth by any means, especially between exits 40 and 41. Nice job.
I love the specifics of these small town folk.
And when the law is above the law, you're bound to have tragedy. Here in the city, police don't use blinkers and speed off to emergencies without sirens, right through downtown lights only. Only a matter of time before a pedestrian with bad eyesight meets a cop SUV. That's right, Kareem. Their biggest worry about the cops getting them is that they'll get hit by the cop car.
That's all right.
Wow.
That's all
right.
I knew you would enjoy
that
one.
Hey, but that bugs me too, though. You know, abide by the laws that you are told to serve and protect. If you're not in an emergency, don't be jazzing around like you're hot shit when you're really cold diarrhea. God bless you, servants. Civil servants doing it for the dollars, we know.
I love how it's a very specific worry. The pedestrian with bad eyes.
That one pedestrian who left their glasses at home, or they can't afford them. Because, let's be honest, it's an expensive...
Or there's snow on the sidewalk, as we get into winter, Speak Out will turn into a vast forum about who's responsible for shoveling sidewalks. It's awesome.
Somebody call up the Martin Salt girl with her umbrella. This street's slippery.
Dude, you have no idea, though, because homeowners are responsible for the sidewalk in front of their house.
I've learned that, yeah.
But a lot of places, they're just renters. So is the renter responsible? Is the landlord responsible? Oh, are they going to come around? What if they don't? And you haven't lived. And I'm getting into it now. I'm morphing
back. Dude,
let's
just walk some sidewalks and sue some folks.
You walk some sidewalks, you're walking down, and someone has cleared to the edge of their property, and then someone has it. And you've got,
that's
after a storm,
dangerous.
And then suddenly you've got about a foot and a half of snow on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Because someone went, well, that's the end of my shoveling. And trust me, I've been there. When you reach the end of your shoveling, you're like, fuck it, I've done enough shoveling.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, I'm out.
Up in my small town, it was like an armada. All the neighbors pulled out their snowblowers and helped each other out. This is a different world. But we didn't have sidewalks. We had gutters. We had gutters for the snowmelt to drain out.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a different world.
Yeah, we didn't even have shit. There was no shoveling shit as far as snow goes. We didn't get enough snow to
climb over the berm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just kind of, it snowed, all right.
It'll melt.
It snowed a little bit. The school's closed for the week.
That's the best.
Shit, now it snowed more like in the last, I think, 5 years than it snowed the whole 18 years I was in North Carolina.
You know, it's really...
I mean, it's like snowing.
We had that friggin' Arctic freeze thing going on there.
Well, what's really interesting is... It's not really interesting. The show's over now. If you want to turn it off, go ahead. We're going to talk about the weather for a second. While we're listening to the Arctic Monkeys, ironically enough.
Hey-o.
But where my dad lives in northern Vermont, there hasn't been a ton of snow the past few years. But if you go south to, like, Philadelphia and New York City, they get blasted with snow. And like when I was growing up, they didn't get that much snow down there. They get a little snowstorm here or there, maybe a nor'easter. It would come and go. But now it's changed. So it's very weird. Climate has changed.
Climate changing.
Climate has changed in certain ways. So anyway, we'll leave it with that. Hey, hopefully next week I can tell you about how great Mike O'Mara Show Live
Fingers
was.
Fingers crossed.
Circus Reno.
Circus.
Either way, I'm going to, there's more than one
pizza,
casino.
Pizza.
There's more than one casino in Reno. Casino. figure it out. Maybe I'll go to where Colin Kaepernick learned how to play football, sort of. See if I can refresh him.
Baby's kids.
He remembered for a minute this past week. We'll see if that sticks. Anyway, everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll see. Maybe next week Diana will be back with us. I hope so. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Hands in the air. What? Until then, enjoy your weekend and enjoy the Arctic Monkeys. Bye-bye.
Crawling.